Right, so let's dive a little bit deeper into pause. You're a mental health guy. You believe in being in the right state of mind. And when someone's in the right state of mind, correct me if I'm wrong, I'm not a psychologist or therapist. I believe this individual needs to be chemically balanced. And there's four sections that was written from the book, Seven Habits of Highly Successful People, is the four square or the four quadrants is heart, body, mind, and soul. The heart, do you have the constant connection, touch, love, and feel from your loved ones and friends? The body, are you treating yourself right? Are you eating the right things? Are you getting the nutrition you need? Are you working out and getting that daily exercise that's required? The mind, are you learning something new? Are you reading something? Are you on the search? Are you knocking on new doors to learn something new? And the last one is the soul, spiritually, what you believe in, and are you spending enough time to get yourself pretty much what we call me time, to just be alone. Go for that hike, the walk in the park, and ultimately get what we call is your white space. How does pause, aligns with this?
Jackson, that is a really good question. So I think it's twofold. For the mobile feature, obviously you can feel comfortable, make calls from a setting where you feel good and safe. But with the desktop version, it also accelerates the amount of time you're able to get your work done by allowing you to then focus on other things that may be important, like taking a break with your family, sending emails, doing other activities. So it's not like you're just stuck making those 80 manual dials. You're making much more than that and having time to focus on other things, whether it's professional or personal.
100%, my man. I say something, Ryan?
Yes, you are more than welcome to say whatever you want.
Love you, man, and I mean it sincerely.
Love you too, bro.
I'm really glad the connection relationship we had all started from just like a LinkedIn request.
Isn't that crazy? It's crazy to think 2 years ago we connected and now we're here in completely different places. Then I think you were at 10 Bound at the time, and
I
I would have been
was.
at Ledgeview Partners. Wow, that name was slipping me. It's been a while.
Yes. No, I remember, man. I was like, something happened. I think I forgot which company you're at. It was the SEOs or something. And you were impacted by COVID and got let go. And I remember we just launched a few like campaigns for you to get interviews. And during that time, no one was doing that, and we were
Yeah,
just
not
landing you
everyone's
interviews off the
doing.
bat. And then I remember I was like, you know what, I'm gonna pull the trigger for Ryan as a content strategist, right? Where always the way you do things is you want to do to set yourself out from the interview process, you want to do something that other people are not doing. And one way of it, I remember the clip that I created for you was to be dynamic. And when you went through the interview process, you shot them down over it, and it just pops. Talk to us about that experience, man, because I remember that was helpful too as well on your end.
I remember the Be Dynamic video. It's interesting looking back on it because I have the same philosophy then as I do now. Like, you can't focus on the future without understanding what you have to do in the present to get there, as well as learning from your past experiences. That was the whole, essentially, the point of the video. It took me about a minute and a half to explain it, and it takes me like 10 seconds now because I just recognize how important that is. Like, if you don't understand where you want to go, it's going to be hard. And I understand to some extent people are figuring things out. But if you don't have an idea of where you want to be and you're not surrounding yourself with people who want to get there or are already there, it's going to be challenging to get there. And if you're not taking the past experiences and you're making those same mistakes, it's going to be hard to move forward too.
Hell yeah. Ryan, there's the infamous quote, right? They say you are the average of five you hang out with. And I find this to be ultimately true. Taking a step back from 2 years before, the people that we hung out with, you know, on LinkedIn, and sometimes even hang out more than with the family and friends ourselves, everyone was on an entrepreneurial route in terms of like top of the funnel. You know, we had Josh Williams. He had run
Josh Williams, shout out.
Josh Williams. We had Mateo Lyra. He was an SDR too and a host of the SDS podcast. And now he's like doing videographer. We have Eric Smith, fired SDR, turned founder of Above Ground. We have Ding Zing, the sales rapper. And I really believe this is where all our entrepreneurship kicked in. You know, it's like some made it, some didn't. I was one of the fortunate that didn't make it, but it's all good. Like, let's talk about entrepreneurship, man. For those who are listening, and you become a master at your craft, you figure out how things work, and now you're a professional who can help guide and build others. What kind of advice do you have for others who would also one day want to do what you're doing right now? Roll out their own SaaS company. Like, can you walk us through like a simple framework, if that's okay with you? Like, what's the approach? What's to expect? And, you know, the kind of investment it would take to do such a thing.
Yeah. So I'm privileged. I worked at a seed stage SaaS startup company that sold to colleges, which, by the way, is like the most difficult type of like prospect to work with because everything moves so slow and there's so much different budget approvals. So through that experience, I really watched closely what my CEO was doing. Shout out to Cody Semrau. He taught me a lot watching the way he handled different situations, not even always sales related situations, but just organizational situations. I started realizing when I was talking to Matt, like, I'm fully capable of doing this too. Like, this isn't that far fetched. I have enough runway to get there. Let's figure out how we can make it happen. So for people who aren't in like a seed stage startup or an early startup phase and they want to start their own business, I would look to the leaders at your organization, take note of what they're doing, how they're handling situations, whether it be positive or negative, but take note of it. Because the more you observe that and you are able to apply it, you're going to be just as ready when you go into that position to jump into entrepreneurship or a leadership role within that company.
Nice. Words of wisdom right there from an individual who's been there, done that. What I picked up from what you just said right now, one of the most powerful words that one can say to yourself is I am. I am. If you say I am good, then you are good. If you say I am bad, then you are bad. If you say I am shit, then you are shit. What you just mentioned, you gave a shout to your old previous boss, Cody, and you told yourself, wait a minute, I am also capable of doing X. And by saying so, you're able to do it. And here we are today. Go, pause.
Shout out to Better Mind for laying the foundation.
Hey, Better Mind. For sure, for sure.